We're here for Pedal Magazine. We're interviewing Raphael Gagné, who just finished 14th at Mont-Saint-Anne. And now we're going to talk about recuperation. So I saw you eating at the table. Do you start eating right away?
We try and put some fuel on board. So fluid, water, or like electrolyte drinks, or even like just Gatorade with like sugar in it, because definitely you have to put some electrolytes and some fuel, some sugar on board. But definitely some solid food as well. Right. So I did eat a bar, but it could be like a shake or whatever. Yeah. But I'm more like real food type of thing. So.
And do you have to drink a lot after a race like that?
Absolutely. So drink water, but definitely drink some electrolyte, because we do drink a lot during a race. It kind of flushes away your electrolytes. So that's what I usually do. And some people have been asking me like how I deal with races, because I seem to react pretty well with the heat. And I think it's really get adapted to it. Okay. But if you can't be adapted, that happens. Just drink, and so it's not only drinking water, it's really electrolytes, and there's definitely a job of pacing yourself during a race and cooling yourself down as well.
So when I see you guys grab bottles and drink like in 2 seconds, are you actually getting any water in your mouth, or is it?
Yeah, I do. I would, on a course like this, 14-minute laps, I would drink 2-3 times a lap.
Okay.
And that's around like half a bottle, so probably 300 milliliter. And for the rest, it's spray on yourself for those that spray. So yeah.
Good. And then you talked about going for a ride after the race.
Exactly. So today I really wanted to you know, be there for the fans, posters and stuff. But definitely, usually I would go right away, like 15 to 30 minutes spin. Right. So that's easy. But now I'll go, and it's not a problem to go 1 hour after. Okay. If you can do it, it's always better to just loose up the legs and right. flush away, you know, the bad stuff in your muscles. So.
And how many meals will you eat? Just one or two, or before you go to sleep?
No, I would have dinner later, but it's gonna be snack for like an hour or two, and then dinner. Yeah.
Okay. And then, is there any stretching or anything?
Personally, it's not a priority. Right. Sometimes ice bath or stuff like that, or just compression.
Okay.
Or legs up or stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Legs up. How long will you stay with your legs up?
15-20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. No yoga. Nothing like that.
No. I mean, some people are big on stretching. I like stretching, but not necessarily like after big effort.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I stretch on a regular basis, but not after effort.
Okay. And how important is flexibility for mountain biking?
I don't think it's really important to perform, but definitely it's important to have, you know, good legs on a daily basis.
Right.
And then avoid injuries as well. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think if you're flexible, you're any better.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. Good. I'm going to switch topics. The next few years, what are you hoping for?
Definitely race at the Olympics in 2016.
Okay.
Right now it's going well. I've been top Canadian for most races since the beginning of the year. So not only on the Canadian circuit, but as well like international races and like US circuits as well. So I know what I have to do for that. It's top 12 in World Cups. Today I was 14th, but I'm pretty close to it. And I don't know how it's going to end up. Like, are we going to be like 5 Canadian doing that top 12 or just one? I don't know. But yeah, I'm definitely up there, but I still have to work on that.
Right. And you're progressing from year to year.
Exactly. And like this time of the year, it's something I've been working really hard this year. And I've been doing a little less high intensity training in the early season. And that's to carry some good freshness, good fitness in the middle of the season, to be able to be fresh and be able to train hard. And it seems to pay at this time of the year. That's that's where I wanted to improve, and it seems to work. So
good. Well, congratulations. Thanks for the interview.